Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Weekend for Three. The starring players...
This is Dennis O'Keefe.
This is Lynn Barry.
And this is Harry Bonsell.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in RKO's dizzy comedy, Weekend for Three. It stars Lynn Barry as the wife, Dennis O'Keefe as the husband, and Harry Von Zell as the man who came for a couple of dinners. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Weekend for Three.
That weekend started like any other weekend, late on a Saturday afternoon. As I came in the door, Junior greeted me as usual. But then things began to happen, fast. First, on the little table in the hall, a man's fedora. And in the living room, a pipe. And in the dining room, the table set for three. And as I walked into the kitchen to ask my wife...
Jim Craig, you old snake in the grass. Imagine seeing you here. How the devil are you?
Pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Fine, Jimbo, fine.
Jimbo?
Yeah, and I'll be even better after I shake up a couple of these. Need a little more ice.
look, I don't mean to intrude, Mr., but...
Good evening, Mr. Craig.
Oh, good evening, Anna. Good evening. Oh, Anna. Anna, have you met Mr.,
Yes, sir, I have.
Sure. Annie and I are old friends already, aren't we, Annie?
Yes, sir, we are.
Sure. I said to Annie the minute I got here, I'll be in and out of this kitchen all the time.
Oh,
we'll be
did.
Seeing a lot of each other. Didn't I, Annie?
Yes, sir, you did.
Yeah. I guess you're kind of surprised to see me, aren't you, Jimbo?
Yes. I think surprised is the word.
I knew you would be, Jimbo. I knew you would be. Yeah, there I was flying out to L.A., and what do you think the plane did?
A crash?
No.
Oh.
No, she stopped right at good old Cleveland. Right away, I said to myself, here I am, just 8 miles from Oldfield, and if I don't drop in on the Craigs, Gretch will never forgive me. Old Gretch. I said to Gretch the minute I got here.
Look, I don't want to seem rude, but who is Gretch?
Oh, I forgot you call her Ellen.
You mean my wife? Her name is Ellen.
Oh, not to our crowd, old boy. Oh, I don't know. Somehow, she never seemed like an Ellen.
Oh, is that so? Well, she seems like an Ellen to me. And if you don't mind, I think I'll go see what's become of her.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Jimbo. Make yourself at home.
Oh, thanks. You're sure that you're quite comfortable?
Oh, sure. I feel as if I'd been here for years.
So do I. Ellen.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Ellen, who is that goon downstairs?
Randy Bloodworth. You know him, Jim.
I've never seen him before in my life.
Oh, of course you have. Last winter in the Rainbow Room in New York, the night you were so tired.
Oh, well, that night doesn't count.
You didn't like him at first, but you asked him to have a drink anyway. And then you had another, and then some more, and then you said he was the finest man you'd ever met.
Did I say that?
Don't you remember?
If that's a question, the answer is vaguely. Sort of an old beau of yours, wasn't he?
Oh, well, we used to dance a lot and play golf and swim. It was never very serious.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I understand. Oh, Ellen, these flowers from him?
Aren't they lovely?
They're beautiful.
Darling, you'd better hurry and dress. I've laid your tuxedo out for you.
My tuxedo?
Yes, we're going to the Oldfield Inn after dinner.
What for?
Well, after all, we've got to be nice to Randy.
Why?
Well, there is such a thing as hospitality.
That much is true, I suppose. He is a guest. After all, why shouldn't a friend of yours drop in for the evening?
The evening?
I just said that. Quit stealing my dialogue.
But, Jim, dear, you don't understand. Randy isn't here for the evening.
Oh, swell, swell.
No, you see, I invited him for the weekend.
Oh. Oh, hello, Jim. You alone?
Yes, I'm standing this one out, Fred. Our bartender, he'll take the sand.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Jim, I've been watching Ellen dance.
Yeah, so have I all evening.
I didn't realize she was so good. That the house guest she's dancing with?
Yes, yes, that's Laughing Boy.
You known him long?
Seems so.
Funny thing, we had a house guest once when I was married to my first wife. Maybe it was my third. Anyway, it broke up the marriage.
Oh, Fred. You won't be happy till you turn every married man in town back into a bachelor.
Every married man ought to be a bachelor. Marriage is strictly for women. Well, there it is. Home, sweet home.
Yeah, I thought they'd forgotten how to play it. Say, I'd better get back to the table. See you Monday, Fred. Good night.
Good night, Jim. Well, hello there, Jimbo. Say, where were you during our floor show?
I was watching from the bleachers.
Oh. She means the bar. And how is dear Fred? Sober as a drum?
Fred is fine.
Fred is wonderful. Who is he?
Fred just...
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
He just happened to inherit Stonebreaker's Fairloom carpets.
That's called starting at the bottom.
Now, Ellen, we do a lot of business together.
I know. You, Fred, and the bartender.
Oh, now, wait a minute, you two. We're wasting time.
Oh, that's right. We could be halfway home.
Home? Oh, yeah, no, see. Jimbo, not yet. Why, the evening's just a pop.
Yeah, but the music's over for tonight. You see, they don't...
Yeah, that's what you think.
They don't...
you see what I mean?
Say, why should they be playing anymore? They go
always
stop. Well,
guess who just slipped them an extra $10?
Oh!
That laugh was what got me. I heard it in my dreams. Anyway, what time I had left for dreams. And if that needs any explanation, it's...
Now, I know just the thing, Gretch. Spaghetti a la Bloodworth, and it only takes an hour.
That was 2:30 at night.
Come on, you lazy birds. Get up. We're going out and play some golf.
And that was at 7 in the morning. And that was only the beginning, too. A round of golf, 2 sets of tennis, dinner at a smart cafe in Cleveland, with dancing, of course, a round of nightclubs afterwards, and then home. Home, and that hyena was still wound up.
Now, Jimbo, listen, you can't go to bed without food. I'm going to fix you some crepe Suzette a la Bloodworth.
There was only one thing pulled me through all that. I kept saying to myself, he'll be gone by Monday. He'll be gone by Monday. And by Monday morning, Ellen was talking to herself, too.
He'll be gone today. He'll be gone today. He'll be gone today.
Oh. Oh, you too, eh?
Oh, I...
thought you liked him.
I do, but Randy's sort of overpowering in a small place.
He'd be overpowering in the Grand Canyon. When does he leave?
On the afternoon plane.
Great, great. Say, that ought to call for a celebration.
It should.
I know. Let you and I have dinner out.
All by ourselves.
Yeah, we'll go to that nice little place.
Where we used to go?
All by ourselves. I'll pick you up about 6.
Mr. Craig, you wouldn't be making a date.
Yeah, I certainly would.
Just think, it's the first time you've been this romantic since...
Hey, what are you doing with that alarm clock?
Just having a look. Somebody set it back 3 years.
Yeah, and I've got a... toddle down to the office.
You're lucky. I have to stay here and explain that kitchen to Anna.
Oh, that goon cooking all over the place. With all the trouble the world's got, why did Randy have to happen to it?
Oh, I don't know. He has his uses.
Hmm?
Nothing, darling. I'll see you tonight, and you'd better be on time for our date. Hello?
Hello, Ellen. It's Jim.
Oh, darling, I'm all dressed and waiting. How soon will you be?
Well, I won't. You see, Fred insists that we finish this advertising layout tonight.
Oh, but Jim, we had a date. You can't call like this at the last moment and break
it. Honey, don't you understand? This is business.
Yes, and I know who put you up to it, too. Is Fred there now?
Well, yes, he's standing right beside me.
I might have known. You couldn't disappoint Fred, could you? No matter what happens to me.
Thank you, darling. I knew you'd understand.
I don't understand at all, and furthermore, I never will.
Yes, dear, yes. I'll give Fred your best.
As far as I'm concerned, you can give him poison.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll be home early.
I don't care what time you get home, and let me tell you something else.
Thank you, sweet. Bye.
Well, of all the... He hung up. Oh, just wait till he gets home. Just wait.
All set, Gretch?
Huh? Oh, Randy.
Yeah, well, isn't it about time I was leaving?
Leaving? No. No, I really don't think it is.
Hmm?
Not quite yet.
Yeah, it's pretty late, Jim. I really shouldn't be coming in with you.
Oh, forget it, Fred. Ellen will be glad to see you. She always waits up.
In the dark?
Ah, well, it is a little dark, isn't it?
Let's have some light. Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Where do you think she is?
Oh, she probably got tired and went upstairs. Ellen! Just the poor kid's fast asleep.
Hey, isn't that a note on the hall table?
Say, that's right. Out. Don't know when we'll be back. Ellen.
I guess the poor kid's wide awake.
Oh, this must be some kind of a joke. I'll bet she's hiding. That's what she's doing. Ellen, where are you? Come out, honey. Ollie, ollie, oxen free. Wherever you are.
Aren't you a little big for hide and seek?
Funny, I can't imagine where she might be.
Your house guest still here?
Oh, no. We got rid of him this afternoon.
Well, I'm glad of that. You know, Jim, I don't like to say this to you.
Say what?
Well, I didn't like the way he was looking at Ellen. I've seen that look before. Lots of men used to look at lots of my wives that way. Lots of times.
Oh, that's nonsense, Fred. Why, Ellen was as anxious as I was to see Randy leave.
Hey, did she tell you that?
Certainly.
That's what I thought.
Now, look here, Fred. You're all...
Hold it. There goes the door.
Well, Junior, where have you been? Where's your mother?
Dear. Hello, Fred. How nice of you to sit up with Jim.
Ellen.
Oh, poor little tired Junior. All worn out from going to all those nightclubs.
Oh. Nightclubs?
Ellen with whom?
Oh, hello there, Jimbo.
No.
Yeah, you see, I took you at your word.
What word?
Well, Ellen said you wanted me to stay, and here I am.
I said I... When I explained I was afraid to stay alone, Randy was so happy to help you out, Jim, and stay till tomorrow.
Sure. Glad to do it for you, Jimbo. No trouble at all.
That's what you think. Oh, Fred Stonebreaker.
Yeah. Oh, how are you, sir? It's a pleasure.
Naturally. Done a bit of it myself.
What... What Fred means is that the... Oh, the phone.
Yeah, well, don't bother, Jimbo. It's right here at my elbow. Hello? Well, this is Randy Bloodworth speaking. Who? Oh, yes. Put him through, please. Well, what do you know? It's for me. Long distance from Los Angeles.
Is that so?
He really is a mighty lively little town.
Oh, it's terrific. You could... Hello? Hello there, Tombo. No, I was flying out tomorrow, but I...
Flying tomorrow.
What? Oh, you're leaving for San Francisco? Well. For how long?
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh, well, now, listen. Don't worry about me, Tombo, old boy. I can stay right on here.
Here? You can't...
what'd you say? Yeah, sure, Tombo, you bet. Sure. I'll be seeing you one of these days. Oh, boy. Say, is this a break or is this a break?
It's a break.
A fracture.
Look, now we can really have some fun. And, kids, you know how we're going to start.
How?
I'm going to cook some Welsh rarebit a la Bloodworth right now.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I'm going to make a statement now, which will probably shock every woman who is listening. Some of America's outstanding skin specialists have told me this. Here it is. Rubbing the skin of your face can make it look older, faster than it should. And here's the reason why, they tell me, and I agree. Because the skin of your face is fragile, the most delicate skin of your entire body. Rubbing can stretch and break down the delicate underskin structure, can make even a firm skin flabbier and older looking than your age. But with Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, there's no need for harmful rubbing. This famous cream is so soft, you just smooth it on gently, then wipe it off. That's all. It dissolves as it touches your skin, needs no help from your fingers. That's why you'll love the feel and the look of your skin after even one application of Lady Esther face cream. Without rubbing, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream cleans your skin, softens your skin, and helps nature refine the pores. And it also leaves a perfect base on which your powder clings longer and looks lovelier. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream asks no help from any other cream. You see, Lady Esther face cream contains one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This acts as an extra safeguard to help keep your skin soft, smooth, and young-looking. If you will try it, I'm very sure you will want to use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream always.
And now Lady Esther presents the second act of Weekend for Three, starring Harry Von Zell, Lynn Berry, and Dennis O'Keefe.
Oh, I'll never know how we got through that next week. Out every night doing the town and then home to some fancy cooking a la Bloodworth. By Friday, I was walking on my ankles, and even Ellen was showing the strain.
Oh, dear, 4:15.
Seems to me it's always 4:15.
Unless it's 4:15. But I don't know why you're complaining. You don't have to dance with him.
Listen, I've been resting on so many bars, I feel like a dish of potato chips.
Jim, do you ever think he's going?
No.
I don't know what more we can do. You've talked so glowingly about Los Angeles and what a fool a person is not to be there, I almost want to go myself.
Yes, but not Randy.
No, not Randy.
Then when he wanted his laundry sent out, you told him it would take 2 weeks. What did he say?
He said, that's all right, I've got plenty of clean stuff. And remember when you told him it looked like we might have a scarlet fever epidemic?
Mm-hmm. Said he'd had it 3 times.
Jim, there must be some way to get rid of him. Other people's house guests leave.
Other people's houses burn down. Other people are caught in hurricanes. Other people live in earthquake country. Other people have all the luck.
What we need is a good idea.
It's poison. I've already had it.
I mean, if we could think up some... Hey, wait a minute. I've got it.
What, DTs?
An idea. Listen, if we could send Anna home for a couple of days and tell Randy her grandmother had died or something...
Oh, so you think that'll work?
It's bound to work, Jim. Randy will realize he's an inconvenience. If we haven't got a cook or anything, he's sure to go.
Oh, you know, I think you're right. Listen, we'll go out to dinner, celebrate, just the two of us. Oh, Ellen, Ellen, you're wonderful.
Oh, now, darling, I'm not wonderful at all. I'm just marvelous.
Ellen? Hey, Ellen, where are you? I'm home, honey.
Hello there, Jimbo. Say, I swing a mean vacuum, don't I? Well, what do you think of your new maid?
New maid? Oh, you don't mean that you're...
Why?
Oh, no, not...
You don't think I'd leave my best friends in the lurch?
You leave? Well, to tell the truth, I...
Oh, listen, the minute Gretch said old Annie was going, I told her I'd be right in there pitching until Annie gets back.
Randy, it seems to me that I... Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello, dear.
Look at him, Gretch. I knocked him right off his pins.
Say, do I smell something burning?
Oh, it's the tapioca. I clean forgot I had it on the stove.
I'll get it, Randy.
No, you stay here, Gretch. I don't want you out there in all that water.
What water?
Oh, the sink just got stopped up. I'll get the plumbers around in the morning.
Ellen, this is the end.
I know. He makes an atomic bomb seem so puny.
I mean it, Ellen. Either he goes or I go. One of us has got to get out, and I Hey, that's it.
Darling, I know it's mean of me to ask, but won't you make a little sense?
Look, honey, suppose I go to Chicago.
Jim, you can't run out on me. I won't...
I don't mean really go. Just tell him I'm going. You know, fake it. Pack my bag, put on an act.
Darling, you're brilliant. Then he'd have to go. He couldn't expect to stay here with me all alone.
Well, I hope not.
Jim, I could kiss you. How soon can you leave?
Oh, I don't know. How soon can you pack my bag? Ellen, you really didn't have to pack my bag full. After all, it's just an act.
It's the artist in me. Besides, Randy might take a notion.
Yoo-hoo! Hey, kids, you in there?
Yes, come on in, Randy.
Oh, Jimbo, listen, I've got the idea of my life. I'm going to Chicago with you.
Oh, Randy, no!
Well, certainly. Why not? It's right on my way to Los Angeles. I'll stop off and we'll do the town together.
Yeah, but...
Jimbo, we'll show them all.
Oh, but
no, now, now, the word out of you.
But you don't...
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, but,
excuse me now, I have to finish my packing.
Oh, Jim.
All right, Brain Trust, what do we do now?
Jim, we can't let him know it was all a hoax. You'll just have to go.
To Chicago? Well, what'll I do in Chicago? I don't even like Chicago without Randy along.
Let me see. You've got to pretend to go away and really stay here. And Randy's got to really go away and... I know. Randy can stay here.
With me away? Say, what is this, Liberty Hall?
Oh, you won't really go to Chicago. You'll get a room at the Old Field Inn. Then if I can get Randy to stay here, I'll sneak out tonight and join you there. It'll just be heaven to be alone for a while.
Say, that's an idea.
And tomorrow I'll think up some other way to really get Randy out of here.
Oh, it's getting better all the time. Yes, but how are you going to make Randy stay?
Well, I might try dropping a hat.
Oh, hello. Hello? Yes, operator, I'm still waiting. Yes, I know, operator, but there's got to be an answer. You see, it's my own home. I live there. Yeah. Oh, all right, I'll try again later.
Well, Jim, hello there.
Oh, hello, Fred. Sit down, have a drink.
Yeah, I don't care if I do. Say, what are you doing in the grill alone?
I'm waiting for Ellen. She was supposed to be here at 10.
And it's 11 now? You know, if I were you, I'd go on home.
Oh, I can't go home. I'm in Chicago.
Really? How do you like the place?
Oh. Now, you see, I'm not really there. It's just a gag. Get rid of Randy.
Oh.
I'm just supposed to be in Chicago. But instead, I took a room here. Ellen's going to sneak out and join me. Great idea, huh?
Yes, indeed. And whose idea was it?
Oh, well, Ellen's, really, but I told her...
Ellen's, Oh, still, that needn't mean anything, Jim. I suppose.
Well, of course it doesn't mean anything, Jim. Say, if you're thinking of Randy, why, she won't be alone with him 1 minute longer than she can help. Why, Ellen said to me, she told me to herself, she said just when I left, she said, what time is it now?
Right. Only 5 minutes after 11.
She said she'd be here by 10 for sure.
Now, Jim, there's no use getting ideas.
No.
After all, there might be some other explanation.
Might. It's funny, though. The phone doesn't answer. I've tried it half a dozen times.
Well, maybe she didn't hear it, Jim. After all, there are times...
Excuse me, Fred. I've got to go.
Go where?
I'm going home.
But what about that room upstairs?
Oh, the devil with my room.
Oh, now, don't say that. Look, I've got an important buyer in town, one of my biggest accounts, and she can't find a room for love or money. I was thinking if you didn't use that room...
Sure. She can have it, and thanks. Good night, Fred.
Hello? Oh, hello, Fred. Yes, I'm all settled in the room, bag and baggage. Honestly, it's sort of a miracle. Yes, will you tell Mr. Craig I'll never be able to thank him for... Oh, hold it, will you? There's someone at the door.
Jim, darling, when do you hear what I... Oh, I beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Isn't this Mr. Craig's room?
Yes, it is.
That's all I wanted to know. Good night.
Well, that's strange. Hello, Fred. No, nothing important. Just some girl looking for Mr. Craig.
Oh, just wait till she gets home. I'll tell her, all right. I'll tell them both off if they think they can get away with this kind of... front door. Must be them. Oh, got Junior with them, too. Spoiling him.
No, darling, please. I've had enough trouble tonight.
Trouble, she calls it.
Now, sweetheart, you hear me? Not upstairs.
Upstairs.
Not really, precious. Jim wouldn't like it.
That's an understatement if I ever heard one.
Come on, darling. Let's go in the den and I'll...
All right, Ellen, the jig is up.
Jim.
Yes, and you needn't try to deny it either, carrying on with that laughing clown. Not upstairs, darling. Jim wouldn't like it. Why, for 2 cents,
you idiot. I was talking to Junior.
You were talking... Junior. Oh, yeah, but I thought that you...
How often have I told you not to think?
Well, often.
Besides... You've got to do some explaining first.
Explaining? Me?
That horrible woman in your room.
In my room? A woman? What?
I know. That was no woman. That was a...
Oh, you mean at the inn. She's one of Fred Stonebreaker's customers.
Jim Craig, if you try to tell me you were just in conference...
Now, hold it, Ellen. Wait a minute. You're way off. It's just that I decided to come home and Fred had this out-of-town buyer who needed a room. Well, so I told him she could have mine.
Jim, is that the truth?
So help me, Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul.
Oh, dear. And I thought... But why did you come home?
Yes, yes, I was waiting for you to ask. Not that you should have to guess when you're playing around with a lout like that.
Did you say lout?
Yes, and that's as plain as I can talk.
Well, darling, you might ask me where Randy is.
I don't give a hang where. If you think that I'm gonna... Say, that's right, where is he?
Winging his way through space in a plane.
Oh, no. Well, that's a change. What made him go?
Well, darling, I don't want to boast.
You mean you? Oh, gosh, how did you do it, Ellen?
Well, the big oaf started getting romantic. You know the palaver. A tropic moon, a scented breeze, two hearts beating in ukulele time.
Yeah.
The only trouble was, he was drinking zombies.
Zombies? What happened?
He convinced himself, bought a ticket, and took off.
Ellen, you don't mean it. He's really gone?
Uh-huh.
On his way to Los Angeles?
Jim... When I put somebody on the plane, I don't fool around.
You mean he isn't going to Los Angeles?
Of course not. He's going to Honolulu.
Thank you, Dennis O'Keefe, Harry Von Zell, and Lynn Berry for your delightful performances.
We're glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. We look forward to our appearances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players because we know that the benefits from these programs go to the support of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and the wonderful work being done at the Country House. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from America's best-known beauty authority, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Berry. Ladies, I'm sure you would never think of rubbing cream into the delicate skin of your eyelid or beneath the eye, because if you did, the skin might be stretched and injured. It might become inflamed. Now, to some degree, the same thing that happens to your eyelid happens to your face, because the facial skin tissue is finer, more delicate than the rest of your body. And there's the rub. Using heavy, sticky cream that has to be rubbed in is not good treatment. Rubbing those fine, delicate skin structures is likely to make your skin look older than you are. And so it's clearly wiser to use a cream that requires no rubbing. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. It's so soft, you need only smooth it on gently. Then wipe it off. That's all. The cream does the work, not your fingers. Yes, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin without harmful rubbing. Softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a lovely smooth base for powder. It's the only cream you need, the modern scientific cream, which without rubbing does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. Try it. You will feel and you will see how quickly your skin responds to the gentle, beautifying touch of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Waterloo Bridge. It will star Barbara Stanwyck, Isabel Jewell, and Robert Taylor. Be sure to listen. Weekend for Three was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence, adapted by Harry Cronman, and was presented through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures, producers of Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious, starring Ingrid Bergman and Cary Grant. Lynn Berry can soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Home Sweet Homicide. Harry Von Zell can now be seen in the RKO production, Till the End of Time. Dennis O'Keefe can soon be seen in the Hunt Stromberg production, Dishonored Lady, co-starring with Hedy Lamarr. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.